Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asenia.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out. This is the Light Bulb Moments podcast, and I am Deshaun.
Yo, your smile is big as a motherfucker. Well, it's Asenia, baby. It's Asenia.
When you smile, it makes you...
It makes you sound happy.
Yeah, it makes you sound happy.
You can be happy. This is good energy.
It's like you can trick yourself into being... Not that I'm unhappy, but it helps. Like, if I wasn't smiling, I tried to do the green.
Ooh, I just felt it.
Yeah, it would change.
I just felt you. Yeah.
So, I tried
drink to... Drink that Kool-Aid again. Drink that... Ooh, that bitch is blinking. We should use to keep them so straight. So neat. You polish them?
No, they're fake.
Veneers? Mm-hmm. You got veneers?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, shut up.
I do. Oh, wait. I'm a star.
False. Wait,
I
do it again.
I told you.
Do it again. Yo, this shit is clean, too. I never noticed it.
But my bottom teeth are just white. My teeth are white. They're pretty close to...
You don't smoke, though, huh? Like nicotine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, that's why I got
that. Water whitens your teeth, too.
Shut up.
If you don't drink a lot of sugary shit, water, not dark stuff, all of that, take all that out, replace it with water.
Is it chlorine in the water that comes that does
it? I'm not sure if it's the chlorine, but it's just the fact that it's clear. Is chlorine in water?
Ooh, that just went left. But that's an author, that's an off-the-air conversation.
Right. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that later, man. What's happening with you?
Nothing. I am amazing stuff.
Ooh, do the finger thing again, you heard me? Because that's how you freestyle when you're busting your freestyle.
I know, right? When the rappers be like rapping.
So what's happening with you? You knocking them heads off, too. You do what a player do. You go to the road shampoo.
That was freestyle. That
sounded
like juvenile.
That's a juvenile. You got bros on your feet, ninja balls. You a soldier, partner, put up your soldier rag. That was that.
Girl, that's juvenile. You don't know he on fire.
Yeah.
17-inch mobile. I know some 400.
Ah,
damn.
That
was a classic
that
album.
That was a classic album, bro. That was an end. That's an album full of good energy, too.
That's an amazing album.
Yeah, bro, because you stayed crunk the whole thing. Even when it was talking about some violent stuff, it's still like...
The energy was real. It's hype.
On that. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. Back that ass was the thing for a minute.
You go to New Orleans right now, it's the thing.
Actually, it is. They throw it on, we in the streets getting down.
When I went, we couldn't wait to hear it.
Now everybody want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear that too, though. What's the name of y'all genre?
That bounce music?
Bounce.
So when we get off, I gotta let you hear this bounce version they did of Cranes in the Sky.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
But okay, we're here to talk. We don't got like way off topic. People are like, what the fuck?
No, we just, we get live from you, dude.
Oh, you know what? My cousin says that all the time. It's a podcast. It's a conversation.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
Yeah, you just trying to let them, see how we vibing and stuff.
Yeah, we open it. We letting people in, getting
settled.
They don't
realize the work that go into it, especially after because we'll let y'all in on our recording process. We do a couple of these at a time, so. By the second or third conversation, you gotta find that energy again, bro.
You gotta find that inspiration.
Yeah, that motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Not without the aggravation. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm about to go. Jackson. I was about to go Jesse Jackson, y'all. Culmination of the motivation.
Of the multiplication.
Without the agitation.
Fuck a Caucasian.
And the vegetation. That is required to survive.
Bitch's menstruation?
Oh, that's...
I'm right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying you kind of need the menstruation. Because without the menstruation, there would be no us.
There would be no creation.
Ooh! Hot fire. Bars.
Bars.
artist. But yo, now, today we're going to be discussing defeating self-doubt and getting over self-doubt and how to overcome it.
I'm down with that.
That's what's up.
Defeating self-doubt. Because you got to defeat it. It's like you got to fight with yourself.
Yes.
Self-doubt is you doubting yourself. That's not... I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, I know, because I thought it was self-explanatory. But
I know.
With the enthusiasm behind it, but you sound like a motivational speaker.
But when I said it, in my mind, I was like in a boxing ring with myself. So self-doubt is a fight with yourself.
Can't wait till we get video.
Right.
But no, for real, it is a fight, because you are your biggest enemy.
Oh, most definitely. You're your biggest enemy, your biggest critic, your biggest obstacle. You are in the way of you.
Do you know what's a good way of defeating self-doubt?
What?
By becoming your biggest fan.
That's, I love that. That's so dope. I love that.
That probably should be an affirmation. The way to beat self-doubt is by becoming your biggest fan, not your biggest opponent.
I like that.
Ooh, high five, but we ain't using that.
That's my light bulb moment.
That's your light bulb moment? Yeah. And you know what? I'm trying to learn how to become my biggest fan.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's very important. Because before you can have fans, you have to be a fan of yourself.
True.
I mean, if you don't feel you, you can't expect nobody else to feel you. How you gonna sell you? Because you gotta sell yourself in some way, shape, or form.
True.
Whether you independent, on the grid, off the grid, trying to get a relationship, dating, you gotta sell yourself. So if you go in there with that self-doubt, self-defeated mentality, it's gonna be... like really hard for me to accept that and buy anything that you're selling and be like, he don't even want it himself, so why would I want it from him?
What are some of the characteristics or features of doubt that you think people should be able to identify?
Body language.
Mm-hmm. When you feel like you're doubting yourself.
When I doubt myself.
Or do you ever doubt yourself?
I definitely go through it. With me, laziness, because I just be like, F it. I think I've reached my curse word max for this podcast. So yeah, I just kind of get lazy and just don't want to even start it, because especially if it's something that I know would take a lot of energy, and I know if I don't fulfill that or succeed in that thing, I'm going to be really bothered by it. So I just go ahead and not even do it.
So you experience anxiety?
I don't get anxiety.
So your anxiousness is not an issue for you?
No. Maybe like when I'm like about to do something, like perform. Okay. Or like when I first started turning tables.
Okay. So you feel anxious, but you don't have like the clinical form of the anxiety where you feel crippled or you feel...
No.
Okay.
You do.
Anxiety is a big thing in my life that I'm trying to conquer. I think anxiety is one of the biggest things that stem from the doubt. Okay. Anytime I doubt myself or I question anything that I'm trying to get accomplished, then I can feel the anxiety. And it's just an overwhelming amount of adrenaline.
Right.
That I don't know how to release.
That's interesting. I don't get anxiety. I don't know why.
Because you chill, bro. Usually real chill. You kind of have this, you know, that's what life just gave me right now, mentality. I'm going to take it and I'm going to keep moving and just roll and let that one go. And that used to be my thing. I think as I've gotten older and that one big storm experience in my life kind of created a level of anxiety that won't let me get comfortable.
Anxiety? Do you think anxiety can be a good thing?
No. Anxiousness that you feel before like maybe doing something, that's, like you said, that's the norm. But I'm talking about like the anxiety that leaves you in a state of paralysis where you can't leave your house.
Where it becomes physical and it's affecting your life.
Yeah, it's affecting your ability to function.
Progress.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of anxiety. That's where panic attacks stem from. You start freaking out.
You had a panic attack.
Man, I had the craziest panic attack. I'm not ashamed of it. It was actually quite funny. And that's why I kind of need to fall back on smoking at one point in time in my life, because my anxiety was so bad. But I'm in the movie theaters, man, and I don't know where this panic attack came from, when the movie is about to come on, and it's starting to dim down, and it feels like I'm having a heart attack or a stroke. And I start thinking, like, oh, snap, it's about to go dark, and the movie's about to shut down, and everybody going to know I'm over here. They had a heart attack and dead until the movie is over.
Were you high?
Ooh. A little bit, but I was losing my stuff in this movie theater, bro, and it literally took the film coming on and me saying, like, watch this film for me to stop freaking out.
I get anxiety when I get high.
Okay. Start overthinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so high. Maybe I can't handle it.
Your heart start racing.
Yeah.
Start palpitating.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can't think straight. You start overthinking.
But the thing, it goes back and forth. I go in the negative direction where I'm like, oh my God, I'm blinking hard. Maybe it's around my eyes. It's like, what's wrong with my eyes? I can't blink. Like, I'm blinking too hard. Like, but then you go into the good part and it's like, oh, I feel great.
Because you start to relax and chill and you start feeling it physically.
But those two extremes I don't like.
See, I used to be able to cope with it. Yeah. I used to be good with it. My tolerance is too high now. I don't even really feel like, for instance, the buzz that I felt when I first started smoking, I don't get that relaxed state anymore. Because my anxiety is so bad. So that when I smoke, it doesn't just, like, I would have to find somebody who specializes in a certain kind of strain.
Right.
But,
yeah, I ain't a real pothead.
Nah, man, I thought I was too. Hey, but anxiety is a side effect of self-doubt for me, and then depression, I think, creates the self-doubt.
Okay.
So, back to having a healthy state of mind.
Right.
And knowing your goals and having healthy habits in life help avoid the depression, which will help avoid the self-doubt, which will help avoid the anxiety. Because once you get to the point where you're having anxiety and panic attacks, like, you're almost at the bottom. Because depression has different phases and different levels to it. And I don't think we take depression serious enough.
We don't.
To actually be able to identify the different levels, or to be able to identify when somebody you know is going through something and depressed. So, but I don't know. Self-doubt for me is not healthy at all. You know? I think a lot of people don't even realize that they doubt themselves.
I think that's true. And I feel like self-doubt is something that you're going to have because you're a human being. I don't think anyone goes through life never having self-doubt.
I don't know.
Self-doubt can be good in some cases.
Because I feel like cats who have been put on pedestals and have had a lot of thrusted, now you might be right, because the responsibility that they have been given may get to them in a way. But I think that certain people who have been in their whole life, I'll be honest with you, 50 Cent, I would really wonder if 50 Cent ever doubted himself.
But he may not have doubted himself in a particular
category, but successful.
Yeah, success. But when I'm talking about, like, across the board, self-doubt.
Okay, what do we usually doubt ourselves on, though?
Career.
Right.
Health.
Okay, we're going to use that. We're going to come back to that one. Career, health.
I think when it comes to parenting, I think I'm not a parent, but I've heard parents have self-doubt about different things.
Their ability to actually raise children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not being able to raise, like, no, every parent was a perfect child.
Health and parenting.
Yeah. What else I doubt myself about? Cleaning up. Procrastination. No, dang, that was self-doubt. Oh, no.
That's first-hand procrastination.
I'm like, that's your own shit. Yeah. That's your own.
Don't doubt my ability to clean up.
Right.
So. Wait. Procrastination is a damn, I can't think of the words. I'm tipping my tongue. procrastination is effective doubt. You procrastinate because you doubt yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were confident enough in yourself to know that you could get that goal accomplished, then you wouldn't procrastinate on it.
I think it can work both ways, because sometimes I procrastinate on stuff because I know I'm good at it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I know I can do that.
That's nice.
Exactly.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Like that, or that's overconfidence.
I can see that. Overconfidence can make you lazy.
True. Because actually, I watched this TV show the other day, and one of the phrases that this young lady said was that hard work, I mean, and I, okay. Natural talent will never, ever overdo hard work.
I've heard that recently. Was that in that video we sent, watched or something?
I was watching it.
I heard that recently. So, but that's like, adults. I love that,
right,
though.
How much natural talent, how much skill you have.
Hard work always trumps it, yeah.
Yeah, you always have to put forth that effort.
Most definitely, because, I mean, hard work is required. Like, it's just required, whether you're super talented or not. Like,
but I can't really speak on self-doubt. I'm trying to figure it out myself. Mm. This is, like, one of the biggest challenges in my life is trying to redo my brain and my thought process to not doubt my skills. And it's crazy because I'm good at everything that I really set out to accomplish. But there's still times where it's like, are you really going to make it? Do you really have what it takes to get this done?
Right.
And I try not to be my own dream killer, which is the affirmation of the day.
Try not to be your own dream killer.
Right.
Well, failure will kill more dreams. Doubt will kill more dreams than failure ever will.
Yep.
I remembered it.
Oh, spit it. Bust it. Hold on.
Doubt will kill more dreams more than failure ever more.
Oh, just now.
Doubt will kill more dreams.
Doubt will kill more dreams than failure ever will.
Right. Doubt will kill more dreams than failure ever will.
So y'all didn't understand that. When you doubt yourself,
you'd be like, I can't do that.
Well, yeah, you're killing your dream. You're killing any idea. You're killing any thought, any dreams, aspirations, goals. You're killing it as soon as you doubt it. It's not the actual attempting to do it and failing that stops you from accomplishing or having success in it. It's when you start doubting yourself and your ability to get that goal accomplished.
Right. I doubt myself sometimes.
Because even in relationships,
it's like I try to call it being real with myself. Maybe that's not the same thing. But it's what about relationships?
Doubt kills relationships.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All kinds of relationships.
Yeah. Friendships, partnerships, business.
Yeah, because you feel like...
You start doubting you or your partner, anybody in your group. Anybody start showing any signs of doubt. I mean, think about it. Even in movies when cats were trying to commit a crime. The person that had the most amount of doubt in that situation that was going into it, they usually got off or they fell off because they doubted the scenario.
Right. That's true.
I don't care what you whether it be good or bad, depending on the outlook. Like, you can't doubt yourself in a situation. You can't go into a race. You can't go into a test questioning your ability or your skills. And that's a mind frame that gets cultivated over time. I don't think that's just something that you naturally have. Right. You have it when you're younger, as a child, depending on if your parents compared you to somebody else. But I think as you get older, it starts to build up because you start comparing yourself to other people.
Right. It's like your mind starts to open and
right. You
let all the good and the bad in.
That's why you should always tell your child that there's no ceiling, how great they should be. See, my thing is, I see the approach for children and how to make it work and how to kill that in children. How do you do that in an adult as well?
I mean, the mind of an adult is very different from a child.
Right.
I think with an adult, it's going to be... I think just like for picking up any new thing with an adult, you have to really be diligent at it. Like working out, if you ain't never worked out before, that means you're going to have to really be diligent in working out because you're not a natural athlete.
True.
And I think it's the same way with mindset. You don't naturally think this way. So you have to get that behavior and that habit going. I think they say it takes 30 days to break or make a habit.
30 to 90 days.
Yeah, 30 to 90 days. So you have to just be consistent. and wake up every morning and do your affirmations. And like you were saying earlier, you have your three affirmations you do all throughout the day.
Right.
Or you do affirmations three times a day?
Three times a day. You're supposed to do affirmations three times a day.
Right. So you really have to get in that routine and that regimen of, you know, making a conscious effort to switch your mind around. And I think it also helps when you start surrounding yourself with stuff. Like, books are always good. Like, what you're listening to, it has a huge effect on, like,
right,
your mind. So, books are always good. Other podcasts, positive podcasts, good brain.
I'm actually starting to believe the movies you watch, too. Because I've been watching
everything you take in.
Everything, yeah, right. Everything you process. I've been watching the show on AMC. And it's dark. It's dark. And I've been, honestly, since I've been watching the past week and a half, I've been in the dark space.
Oh, yeah.
Watching this.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it all day. And I believe it all day.
So, okay. And it's crazy how everything that we feel actually all ties together. Mm. And we still don't practice it.
Right. It's like, you know all of this stuff. You know the answer to the question, but you still do the same shit.
Do the same shit. Because every time I ask somebody that they meditate, they say, I'm in awe of a person when I find somebody say, I actually do meditate. And then they say they meditate for a specific period of time, and they do it every day. I'm in awe of my father and his discipline and his ability to get up and meditate. Now, I don't know if that creates any doubt. And actually, I don't even think my father ever doubts himself.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Because
sometimes doubt can just be you checking yourself.
You know what? I never thought about how I'm going to have a conversation with my family about doubts.
You should. You should.
Because I wonder if that's affected his ability to be 100% successful. Not that he's never seen it, but to be able to sustain success.
Right. Because you have to be critical of yourself as well.
Right.
You can't just be an overconfident, I can do it all. You have to be real. Like, some shit.
Stuff is going to happen.
Yeah, stuff is going to happen. You got to really break
it. But that's the thing. If you understand the stuff, is that overconfidence? The fact that you lack doubt because you do have an understanding that things are going to happen in your life and things are going to occur to throw you off track, but you still find the confidence that you need to not let it deter you from accomplishing your goals.
I don't think it's overconfidence, because they say you make the best decisions when you know the good and the bad and you acknowledge the good and the bad.
Okay.
So you know if you make this decision, you know the consequences. So you have to be aware, I think. It's all about being aware when you're...
I just had my light bulb on.
Oh, okay. What was it?
Being aware.
Being aware. Because just like, I was reading this book, and it was kind of tied into what you said in the last one. Michael Jordan was such a great basketball player. I don't know why, if this is going to tie in, but we're going to act like it's going to tie in. I'm going to keep going. The reason the best people or the best people in their field become great because they study so much, so they know all the outcomes. So they know every single scenario, or they know more scenarios than the average basketball player. So that helped him to not have self-doubt as much, which helped him to be a great basketball player because he was aware of everything that could happen. Because you know, when Michael Jordan was on the court, he pretty much controlled.
But see, also, his drive and his ambition, this is what I learned about him. His drive and ambition, because people told him he couldn't.
Right.
So since so many people, and I'm kind of the same way. Like, if you want me to do something, tell me I can't do it.
Right.
And that's why he did it. But I do agree with what you're saying.
I agree with that too, yeah.
Game of Thrones, there was a character in Game of Thrones, and he told one of the individuals that you don't fight one battle at one time, or fight five battles at one time on five different fronts. You fight all the battles at one time on one front. Mentally, you're fighting every battle at the same time, so that eventually you're going to see the same thing over and over.
When it happens, you're prepared.
Once it happens, you're prepared for it, because you've seen it so many times, you know how to handle it.
And then naturally it becomes instinct.
Right.
Yeah.
But that becomes a level of confidence that you have to have.
Exactly.
So average conversation has shown me you have to have a certain level of confidence in yourself and a certain awareness of yourself to overcome self-doubt and not let it deter you.
So another way to
get through self-doubt is to prepare and to practice.
Preparation.
Yeah, preparation. It'll help, whether that's studying or working out, practicing, whatever you need to do, it will help you.
Lack of preparation is the key to poor performance.
Right, exactly, almost definitely. Because when you're preparing, you know every scenario. You know what's going to happen if, I don't know, insert a scenario here. You know all the outcomes.
Actually, that's how the game in chess works.
Oh, really?
There's only so many moves in a game of chess.
Right.
And once you know every move in a game of chess, then it's no longer, you can almost predict what your opponent's going to do just based on where they place certain pieces on the board at a certain point in time.
I never learned how to play chess. Now I've always been mad at myself for that.
Chess is one of the greatest games to prepare any individual for the game of life. Mm-hmm. I think we had a conversation about how chess can be correlated to life, huh? Have we had that conversation?
I've had that conversation a couple of times with a couple of different people.
Chess is the best, man. If you want a younger individual to truly understand what they should expect going into life and going into adulthood, get them into chess at a very early age. Once they understand the board, the pieces, and how the pieces move, then you can correlate it and run that parallel to that parallel comparison to how life is.
Then they like seep into their subconscious and they start to like be smarter than they know and make decisions.
And strategic.
Yeah.
Because everything is a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that conversation we had a while back about how you don't pay attention to your actions and you think about the short term, but you don't think about the long term effect of how your actions are going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
The ripple that you put out when you do certain stuff. So yeah, I'm going to go have two drinks. The two drinks actually turn into 3 hours. 3 hours turn into you being tired because you got home late. But think about that stuff, right? That's why that book I was reading, Rich Habits, said that. Like, you have to think about, I mean, you have to take consideration what you're doing and your actions, because they affect you in a way where I didn't look at me doing this was going to affect me doing this in the next 20, 30
right,
minutes.
Right, the domino effect is
the domino
real.
Effect.
Like, you always had to, like, pause. All right. You know, if you had this drink, you're going to want one more drink. You're going to want two more
right.
drinks. You know you got to drive home. You know how that is, driving drunk. You know how it is to be hungover. It's like you
right.
have to really
think about how all each play out, each one of those right. scenarios before it happened. One of the characters in the book, he doubted himself because he didn't know if he could run his business. So when he left, he was frustrated. He'd go home. I mean, he would leave the job late, go to the bar. By the bar that he was at, he would gamble on the horses.
Mm.
So he would drink. He wasn't spending time with his family. He wasn't eating healthy. And then since he would get home late and he would come home drunk, it made him harder for him to get up in the morning, which means he had a harder day at work. Therefore, he doubted his ability to get it done. He stopped going to the bar. He stopped going to the bar. He stopped drinking. He stopped drinking. He could get up early. He wasn't at the bar. He stopped gambling. He was spending more time with his family because he had less time because he wasn't. He spent the last time at the bar. Him and his wife started connecting. He was home for dinner, so he had healthier meals, went to bed earlier, allowed him to get up, which gave him more time to work on his business.
Right, so he started at that first domino.
Yeah.
To make sure it didn't, yeah. Let's go ahead and start where you fucked up first then, going to the bar.
Right.
And then it created a whole nother outcome.
And see, that's a light bulb moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's actually something I don't take into consideration. Like, okay, I'm doubting myself, but what things am I doing as far as my personal life to make sure that I'm sending out a positive ripple into the world as far
right.
as my actions?
Oh my God, I have to send y'all this video. It's this guy who talks about making his bed. Have you seen that video?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Marine. He said, when you make your bed, that's like the first thing you did. The first
task.
Accomplishment or task that you
it
made.
Sends you off in a good mood.
Right, and it starts your day off in a good mood.
Of being productive.
Exactly. So it makes you in a totally different mindset when you start.
Versus leaving your bed messy.
Which I do every day.
And then, therefore, and disorganized, and then that's
right.
not the approach you're going to walk out of your house with.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'll post that video in that little group.
Post that one big time. But that's some real spit there, done. Never thought about that.
I thought it was. It made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense.
Well, what's your light bulb moment?
I said it earlier.
Fresh moon.
Wow.
We cover
fresh
moon.
But
it's
a fuck. I said it earlier. If y'all press rewind, I really forgot it.
It's cool. See, that's like,
my brain a little fried.
Yeah, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Man, you're on the same page, but it's all love. But y'all gotta rewind and go back and listen to Sean because he gave it early in the podcast. I guess, you know, some other shit. Yeah, it's cool, man. But, no, seriously, man, at the end of the day, self-doubt is one of the biggest killers. Like, you just can't have it. And it's crazy how overwhelming it can be. And if you're not strong enough and disciplined enough and believe in yourself, like I said, it all goes back to being rooted and believing in yourself. Your thought process. CeeLo Green, they got his own first goodie mob. Go back and listen. You know what? People need to go back and listen to the first Goodie Mob. It's a song called Thought Process.
I feel like I know that song.
It is deep.
How it go?
There is no hook. It's just several verses. But they're giving their thought process. And one was like, CeeLo's verse is like, I don't even know. Damn, I can't recite it right now. But it's deep. And you really have to think of it. And it's as much as I listened to it as a child, I never...
I love that, going back and listening.
Right. I was 15, but I never thought about how that connected to me and how. Because my thought process when I was young was real negative. I was listening to, like, the worst rap music ever. I was listening to Notorious B.I.G. As great of as a hip-hop artist as he is, his imagery was dark. Yeah. Tupac's imagery was dark.
That has a huge effect on
him. Yes. All those rap, a lot of those artists had a lot of dark imagery. And the music was them expressing themselves, but if you're not strong and rooted in something, you don't realize how that is affecting your thought process and your views on the world.
Especially a child.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because the Ready to Die CD, I don't know if a lot of people know that
the one. Title alone.
Ready to Die, the last song is like a suicidal phone call. The last song is him spilling his heart out to Puff in the middle of the night and expressing himself. And it's like, okay, now I see why you can't expose yourself to that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because that dark imagery, if you're not balancing, you're not letting that out, that'll become you and start sucking it and become your energy. And that's what you start putting out in the world. So you got to really watch your thought process and how you view people and how you interact.
And watch what you surround yourself with.
And what you say.
Yeah. Be aware.
It's almost like you gotta wake up and it's almost not good enough to just write it on your wall and read it. You have to say it out loud to yourself. Mm-hmm. When you do these affirmations, bro.
You do. And I would take it even a step further with believing in yourself and self-doubt. As a people, self-doubt is important as well.
Yeah, because we don't believe in our own people.
Right.
It's crazy how much we want to pick up the black community, but we don't be believing in ourselves, man. We don't be believing in our own people.
So that affects us all, I feel. If we all constantly... And it can be little things like black people ain't never on time. Like, just little things like that, and they just kind of... Y'all know it's like a million of them. They're almost like proverbs. They are.
The stereotypes of African-American people, the stereotypes.
Like how African proverbs might say something all poetic and nice. African-American proverbs would be like, niggas always late.
Niggas don't tip.
Niggas don't tip, yeah.
Niggas can't swim.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah. We have created a self-doubt field.
We've created a...
language, almost.
We've created... There's nothing but
culture,
negative imagery.
Yeah.
Of ourselves and the way we view ourselves and the way we view our culture. Even though we knew we could dance, we dress nice and all that kind of stuff. And, and what does that really mean at the end of the day? And as much as we've done for the American culture itself, we still don't have that level of love and respect and lack of doubt for ourselves. That's crazy you say that. That's real shit.
Because we're like culture geniuses and artists and all that stuff we're really good at.
Because everybody leeches off we do, man.
Right, so we need to learn how to...
appreciate what we have and appreciate
it. And make it help us... I was going to say spiritually, but spiritually.
But help us grow.
Yeah, help us grow.
That's real shit that done, man. Yeah. Look, you gotta believe. You gotta believe. I ain't about to do that. But We about to be out.
I'm out this piece. Y'all follow us at LBM Podcast.
Please subscribe.
Subscribe. Tell your friends too. Oh, y'all think I like this.
Smile when you say it.
Tell your friends too.
Ooh. Could you feel the difference in the energy? Because you did smile, baby.
I did.
You did.
Tell your friends.
Tell your mama.
Share.
Tell your sister.
Don't just hold it for yourself. I mean, you know.
Don't be selfish.
Everybody needs this good word.
Yeah, they need that love coming from D-Show.
Right.
And Awesomenia. Yo, holla at us. Check us out on our tags and our handles, you dig?
Awesomenia17.
And showing the wrong.
Yeah, Awesomenia17, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesomeness.
That'll be good.
Bye.
Peace.